This House Transportation Committee will come to order. The time is 1:04 on Tuesday, February 18th. The legislators present are Representative Drummond, Representative Tallarico, Representative Story, and myself, Chair Stutes. We have four members present, and we do have a quorum to conduct business. You know the old story. Please silence your cell phones if you want to. Please don't approach the table here. If you have to pass a note, get a hold of my committee aide, Sarah Pearman. She'd be more than happy to help you. I'd like to thank Jamie Buhner, our committee secretary, and Brett Mello. No.
Amanda?
Correct. I'm sorry, Amanda. I thought, Brett? Brett's changed. From the Juneau LIO, at any rate. Welcome, Representative Gillis.
Thank you, ma'am.
Today we will consider a governor's appointee, Rick Harris and Luke Hassenbank, for the Board of Marine Pilots. And with that, we will first consider Rick Harris. And Mr. Harris, if you would join us at the table, and for the benefit of the listening public, if you would identify yourself and your affiliation, please, before you proceed.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Do I need to push this button?
You don't need to do a thing.
All right, excellent. My name is Rick Harris. I reside here in Juneau. I'm a 40-plus year resident of Alaska, and I'm up for consideration as a reappointment to the Board of Marine Pilots. So.
Thank you. Does this committee have any questions? Representative Story?
Thank you. I wanted to thank you, Mr. Harris, for your detailed background and letter here. I appreciate that, and I appreciate the work you've been doing. And I see that you, a little of your reasons about why you wanted to serve on the board, and you've been serving. Could you tell me an area that is close to your heart on this board that you're concerned about? And then just a follow-up question later is, I'm wondering how the, I know that, I believe the Marine pilots get a lot of training with the use of the ferry vessels, and I'm wondering if you can explain, or if you know if that's had any effect on our ferry transportation. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And before you begin, Mr. Harris, I'd like to welcome Representative Clayman to the committee. So, you are free now to answer the questions of Representative Story.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. Through the Chair, Representative Story. I think I got onto the Marine Pilot Board mostly because I've had a long career history involved with marine environment, both in aquaculture, log ships. At one time, the company I worked for was the largest charter of vessels in the West Coast, which surprised me, but even larger than Weyerhaeuser and other companies of where we were sending logs to Asia. And so during that time, I gained a great deal of experience and knowledge working with the ship agents and the marine pilots, and understood the challenges that we have. We're sailing in waters that are generally not real well marked. And it became very apparent that the experience and skill of the pilots is essential to the safety of traffic in the region. And so when I had an opportunity then to get onto the Marine Pilot Board, and I call it a CSN syndrome, or can't say no. somebody convinced me that this would be fun and easy, and you would enjoy it. And in fact, I did. I've been able to meet with, and we serve on the board with pilots literally from all around Alaska. And it was a great experience working with them, and also working with people that are not pilots that you know, have concerns about safety and navigation of ships of the region. And I felt that just with my experience, both as from a regulatory side and from an environmental side, I could bring something to the board. So I did do that. Regarding your question on the ferries. We just had a board meeting in January, and one of the questions and one of the concerns that came up is the training for pilots. Pilots just don't do desk studies. They have to go on vessels. They have to ride the vessel to get to the and actually have sailings into all these areas in order to get their licenses and their certifications, which is the primary function of the board. And one of the things in Southeast, well, throughout Alaska, is that they use the ferry system. The pilots actually ride on the ferry, are able to go onto the bridge. They basically pay a fee to the ferry system for that training opportunity. But they get to be on the bridge, and then by being on the bridge, then they can go to all these various ports that otherwise, where cargo traffic doesn't go. And so they are able then to build their certifications. And then those certifications are used both on very large vessels, you know, the cruise ships, all your cargo vessels, all the vessels coming out of Valdez all have pilots on them. And so they've all gained a great deal of experience by being able to sail these areas. They also, it's probably not well known, but most foreign pleasure craft over 175 feet have to have a pilot on board, or they have to secure an exemption because they've got people on board that have the requisite experience of sailing through Southeast. So these pilots are going to a lot of places that, you know, all of us have never even heard of. But the ferry is a vital part of that training program for them. And with this, basically, the loss of the ferry sailings, we're losing opportunities for pilots to get training in some of the major ports that we're seeking. So I hope I answered your question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there other questions? Representative Drummond.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mr. Harris. I see that the Board of Marine Pilots has several different types of seats, a public seat, a pilot seat, and so on. Let me rephrase that. Which seat are you seeking reappointment to?
Okay. Through the Chair, Representative Drummond, I'm one of the two public members that's on the board, and so I'm not a subject matter expert on anything, but we're there to represent the public's interests as it relates to the licensing of pilots and a lot of the safety of navigation through Alaska's waters.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there other questions? Seeing none, with that, we'll open up public testimony for Mr. Harris. Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify? Seeing no one, and I see no one online, you're off the hook, Mr. Harris. With that, I will close testimony.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for coming, Mr. Harris. And with that, we will move on and consider Luke Hassenbank. Mr. Hassenbank?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Luke Hasenbeck. I'm currently the president of Alaska Maritime Agencies, which is a ship agent, and that's the position I'm applying for, is the vessel agent position. We handle a variety of cargo ships up here in Alaska, and through our partnership with our colleagues down in Southeast Alaska, we're also known as Cruise Line Agencies of Alaska, which handles all the cruise ships that call in Alaskan waters, and one of the main duties there is dispatching marine pilots. So I originally came up here in 2003 after graduating from the University of South Dakota with my master's in business administration, and started working with Alaska Maritime immediately after that. So I've been working here coming on close to 17 years, where I've had a really good working relationship directly with pilots up here. Mainly, there's three pilot associations in the state of Alaska. There's the Southeast Alaska Pilots, and then there's Southwest Alaska Pilot Association here in South Central. I'm based out of Anchorage. Here out of South Central, a little bit of towards the west, and then there's Alaska Marine Pilots, which handles all of Western Alaskan vessel activity. And those are the two groups I've worked with these last 17 years with and got a pretty good working relationship with them. In addition to that, I've also been attending the Board of Marine Pilot meetings probably on a regular basis for over 10 years now. Other things I'm involved with here is in Alaska is I'm currently serve on the board of directors for the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Awareness Council, which is the watchdog group set up after the Oil Pollution Act of 1990 for oversight of the transport of oil in Prince William Sound. And then also I represent the agent position on Cook Inlet Harbor Safety Committee. And I just believe with this background I've explained and my experience working here in Alaska, it makes me a good candidate to serve on the Board of Marine Pilots. And I look forward to serving as a voice of industry here in Alaska, and then also just working with pilots and on regulation for the safe passage of vessels here in Alaska.
So, thank you, Mr. Hassenbank.
In a nutshell.
Do we have any questions from this committee for Mr. Hassenbank?
I have one question.
Representative Klayman.
Thank you, Mr. Hassenbank. Are you applying for a seat you're currently holding, or are you a new appointment to the board?
I am a new appointment.
Thank you.
The gentleman that term that expired for, he's our general manager here, Tom Reuter. I'm looking to replace him.
Thank you. Are there other questions? Seeing none, we will open up public testimony. Is there anyone here in the room that would like to testify on Mr. Hassenbank? Seeing no one, and there is no one online, with that I will close public testimony. And there are no other questions from this committee? Representative Tallarico.
Madam Chair, thank you. And I was wondering if possibly Mr. Hassenbank, you could just give me a brief description of the activities of the Cook Inlet Harbor Safety Committee.
One of the primary topics that we're dealing with right now, we have a post-winter season hot wash scheduled for early May here, and one of the main topics that's been coming up, there's a variety of stakeholders on this. There's the Port of Alaska, there's commercial fishing, there's the tanker group, tug and barge, and even recreational boaters. And it's a forum for everyone to advise any concerns they may have for safety in Cook Inlet. And one of the main topics is Cook Inlet winter operating guidelines here. And that deals with the movement of tankers, cargo ships, tug and barges up here during winter conditions. And it has a set number of like safety measures in place to make sure that each vessel, tug and barge, tanker that's coming up here is taking the necessary precautions to transit Cook Inlet safely. And that involves, the pilots are also part of that committee too. And it's through recommendations from them, the operators, and U.S. Coast Guard on making sure that everyone's transiting in the most safe way possible. So that's probably the main thing that we've been discussing the last year or so. And the Cook Inlet winter guidelines has been in place for, I believe, well over 20 years now. It's just always about tweaking to make sure if there's something that needs to be improved upon, whether it's something just in writing or if there's a operational measure that needs to be put in place. So that's what I would say is the main function of it.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Are there other questions? Representative Drummond.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mr. Hassenbank. Appreciate your willingness to serve the public. You mentioned a post-season hot wash. Is that the actual, is that kind of a nickname for the forum on safety? Or is that that literally washing more vessels?
No, yeah, you're correct. Yeah, that's more a little bit of slang. But, it's just a post-season review of how did this past season go, whether there are any concerns, issues, does something need to be improved upon, or did everything go as planned? So that, yeah, that they label it as a hot wash, but yes, that's just slang for a kind of a postseason review.
I see. Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Certainly. Are there other questions?
I just have a
brief comment.
Representative Clayman.
Just both with respect to Mr. Hassenbank and Mr. Harris, thank you for your willingness to serve. This is a board that has an incredibly important function, and I know public service, we all value public service in the legislature and like to see people engaging in just that. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments? Seeing none, with that, the House Transportation Committee has reviewed the qualification of the governor's appointees, Mr. Rick Harris and Mr. Luke Hassenbach, and recommends that the names be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. I would note that this does not reflect intent by any of the members to vote for or against these individuals during any further session for the purposes of confirmation. Our next meeting will be in this room, room 124 at 1 p.m. on Thursday, February 20th. We intend to hold our first hearing on House Bill 249, the Marine Highway Corporation. So get ready. And with that, I'd like to thank everybody for attending today. Thank you, Mr. Hassenbach, and thank you, Mr. Harris. And seeing no further business, we will adjourn at 1:20.